Hi, it's Dave. Tesla just started sending out their Tesla AI Day invites yesterday. The event will happen on August 19th, 5 p.m. in Palo Alto. And the first person to receive the tweet, or at least tweet it out, was actually the head of a UCLA robotics lab who appears to be helping Tesla with a secret project. In this video, I'm going to be looking at some of the details and speculate what might be shown at AI Day. All right, here's the first tweet about Tesla AI Day. The invite is actually by Dennis Hong. He goes by Dennis Hong Robot. He is the head of the Robotics and Mechanisms Lab at UCLA. And it's interesting, this is the picture of the Dojo kind of multi-chip set here. I went over this in a video with James Dama. Now, what's interesting about kind of what happened yesterday with Dennis Hong is that he was not just the first person to share this invite. He actually implied that there's some type of partnership or some type of secret reveal that Tesla's going to be doing at AI Day. Some people actually said that maybe it has to do with the actual Dojo supercomputer, but then Dennis Hong replied, no, it's actually something else. And then there are actually several tweet replies he deleted later that kind of implied that he was under an NDA with Tesla. I kind of scoured some of his old tweets, and there's a Korean tweet that was left. And this person tweeted him saying that, hey, there's a secret project you've mentioned before and that it's not related to vehicles, yet it could impact a large part of Tesla's business. And here Dennis Hong basically says, be quiet, you know, with some emojis there. All right, so here is the robotics lab that Dennis Hong heads at UCLA. They have decades of experience making really cutting-edge robots for all different types of purposes. He also has a very interesting YouTube channel here at Dennis Hong. And then he's done a couple TED Talks. One was about making a car for blind drivers back in 2011. And then he did another TED Talk talking about seven species of robots. All right, so what's the main takeaway of all this? It seems like that Tesla is getting ready to demo something that's related to robots at AI Day. And I think this is significant because it shows more ambitious plans for Tesla than just transport or energy, which are huge markets in and of themselves. But if you solve real-world AI, then I think you can solve real-world robots that start to do some things better than humans and eventually most things. The total addressable market for real-world robot AIs is absolutely huge. I think there are some legitimate concerns, though, of real-world robot AIs that can be potentially used against humans. For example, cracking down on protests, using it for war or surveillance. But there's also the positive possible outcomes as well. For example, let's say you have an elderly single woman who has dementia, who is handicapped. She can't take a shower, go to the bathroom on her own. A robot AI can actually help do all of the tasks that a physical person can help with. For example, can help this person take a shower, go to the bathroom, can communicate, can actually apply therapy, right? Make the person feel better, go places together with the person. It could be completely life-changing for a lot of people. Think about what a robot AI can do for a blind person. I mean, that would just be completely amazing. Also, when you think about it, who would you trust more to make a robot AI, Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg? I'll just leave it at that. All right, so the question, though, is what can Tesla reveal at AI Day in terms of robotics? And why partner with a robotics lab professor? Some are speculating that Tesla will reveal a humanoid robot AI, and I think we're actually quite a ways off from that. Tesla's robot AI expertise is still in its beginning stages. They're not even installing, let's say, solar roofs with robot AIs. We still have quite a ways to go for that. Also, the state of art for robot AIs in general is actually quite in its infancy or early stages, in my opinion. I was watching some videos by Dennis Hong, and he mentioned this competition called RoboCup, where they have different robot labs, you know, colleges compete in a soccer competition. So these are actually kind of autonomous robots here that are trying to play soccer against each other. Now, if you look at this, the soccer plane is quite rudimentary. I mean, sometimes the robots will fall down and get up very slowly. But eventually, right, the goal is by mid-century that these robots or robots will be able to beat, right, a human kind of professional soccer team playing soccer. I looked a bit more into RoboCup, and it's quite fascinating. They've got a ton of different events going on. They've got a Brazil Open coming up in October. They've got an Asia Pacific Cup in November of this year. And they even got a bunch of rule books. Every year they come up with a new rule book, and it can even be found on GitHub. I looked through some of the rules, and it's interesting. I want to read this part about remote control. So in this competition, you can't touch the robot. There can't be interaction, right, with humans. There can't be anything like direct control, and there can't be any remote controlling, right, of these robots. So these are really kind of autonomous robots that are supposed to play soccer against each other. But as you could see with this kind of RoboCup demonstration, the state of art in autonomous robot AIs is still pretty, I wouldn't say infant stage, but it is really in the beginnings. And I think for Tesla to all of a sudden, you know, show a humanoid robot that can do all sorts of AI stuff, I think it's not being completely realistic. All right, so what are the possible robot demos that Tesla could show at AI Day? All right, I think first off, Tesla could show a snake charger. And we know that Tesla actually demoed, right, a snake charger back in 2014 or 15. And while I think it would be awesome to have a snake charger autonomously kind of charge your car at a supercharger or even at your home, it still doesn't make sense why Tesla would need to partner, let's say, with a UCLA robotics lab professor to make this happen. In my opinion, they could do it on their own. And they've already showed it, right, in the videos that this isn't some kind of, you know, advanced AI project, in my opinion. All right, so number two possibility is a humanoid that I talked about. And I think that's probably too advanced in terms of any kind, anything significant. All right, number three possibility is they could maybe reveal a production robot, meaning a robot that helps with their manufacturing of vehicles in some way. However, I think anything that uses really AI in some type of impressive manner, which Tesla would want to show, it could actually scare some of their factory workers, like, you know, that they're jobs might be on the line. And the reality, though, it's going to take a lot of time, you know, to develop robot AIs that will actually, you know, make the factory workers and their roles obsolete. It's going to be a more integrated and incremental approach, in my opinion. So to release this on or to show this off on Tesla AI Day might not be the best idea. All right, number four possibility, Tesla could demo a consumer product, right? Maybe something that could be bought maybe in a year or two. Hypothetically, for example, Tesla could make a better, let's say, Roomba vacuum or completely different type of, you know, cleaning vacuum. However, I don't know if Tesla really wants to get distracted with these kinds of things. I mean, they've got a huge mission, right? Transport, energy. They're trying to move the world off of, you know, fossil fuels towards sustainable energy. And to get caught up in kind of these side projects, I'm not sure if Tesla would really want to do that. All right, the fifth possibility is that Tesla could show off a last foot delivery robot. All right, so this is from a video of Dennis Hong that he presented back in 2018. And it's actually a robot that takes parcels out of kind of a car and then transports it on legs, takes it right into a building, etc. And these are ideas that he's worked on already. So it could be a possibility that Tesla actually demos a concept for a last foot delivery robot, which would make sense because it could partner very well or be an integral part of a robotaxi that delivers, let's say, packages or even your food. All right, and the last kind of maybe number six possibility is Tesla could demo something just for fun. Like they could show what would happen when robot meets AI and the merging of those two. And it wouldn't be a full humanoid, you know, AI experience, but it would be maybe something that is just kind of fun, interesting, tantalizing, just kind of sparks your imagination. And in my opinion, actually, I would probably lean most on this possibility, right? I think some of the other possibilities might be too early because Tesla is still kind of focused on autonomy for transport and cars. And they are just probably going to announce, or hopefully announce their intentions, right? They're going to use their real world expertise to branch off not just to vehicles, but to other types of use cases. Anyways, I'm super excited what Tesla will reveal at Tesla AI Day on August 19th. They're probably going to go into more of their supercomputer, right, training computer called Dojo. They'll go into more of their kind of real world AI expertise, their plans, not just for autonomy, but perhaps even beyond, right, just transport. If this video has been helpful, go ahead, like it and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.